Oh, we got that. Where are we? We moved around. What was it? They don't have a run here? Micha, finally got a chance to use your kaivitz, then you don't bring it. What was Iran's teretz? We moved around. What's Iran's teretz? What?
Shir
Shchita.
Even though.
Yeah, what was Iran's question? Well, what was Iran learned at the Chiddush Gemara? What was the question? Why did we say it became a treifa? Became a treifa because it's still alive. Yeah? By Shach and Zaveshet. Achan is really garris. Why did we say it's a treifa? What's the Ran's teretz? Shir Shchita.
When it became a treifa, you already shafted.
You already had the Shir Shchita. Right, so you had the Shir Shchita for what? I didn't just say that. No. What?
The main Kirchius.
Oh, that's the Kirchius around. Where's the Chil? Say it to me. Right? He says because the Kirchius is already gone. So maybe that's why it's not a trade. Thank you. That's the result. Yeah. Mashalon, the last of the Ikach Yusuf. That's what you say. The discussion was that since it's still alive, even after the Simmons, the Mela, not the Chiyusuf of Treifus, cannot. The problem with Treifus is the Chiyus is going out with the Treifus. Mashmon lesser, the Ikach Yusuf Bashir Shchita Kanafe, like Alon said. Mela, that's why, since Ikach Yusuf is gone, so it's Kilo, it's dead already. It's Kilo, it's dead already, then there's no problem that it'll come a trade. Just like it gets a hole as long after it's totally dead, there's obviously no problem. So here also, the Ikach Yusuf is gone, so Mela can't become a trade.
Not that even though it's a treif, it's fine.
See, it doesn't become a treif, obviously.
Right, because then that would be the run. I mean,
okay. Zok the Gemara. Zok the Gemara weiter.
But isn't it still...
Toshima.
What? Before we go back to it, isn't it still kind of a problem that the Gemara doesn't say Gargaris because it's a bigger Kiddush? The Ran says, but meaning the Akoponim really, really should say it because it's misleading otherwise.
Why?
It's misleading otherwise.
The reason?
Yeah, because it's more Rogil. But that's not a reason against the problem that it could create, which is the das that Gargaris would be a problem.
Mitz Gargaris Agile, have a Tana Shmin and Busa Tvei, right? He says, put it back in the Gemara, right? She says, Chiddush by Gargaris, a bigger Chiddush. I feel the Shah of the Gargaris, Alpha Bish Ain Achiris Tali by Kolkach, right? It's less Chiz in the Gargaris than in the Vesha. How do we know that? I know it's less chiz in the
Veshet.
Oh, that's profound. The Veshet. How do you know there's more chiz in the Veshet than the Gargaris? Answer the question.
Who was the
Veshet is straight, but the Gargaris is not. That's the answer. Not it's the Veshet. Right? So, Mela. So, therefore, it should have told me a bigger chiddush. Now, what? That even if you cut the Gargaris, and then the Vesh was Nishma, still it's okay, those Laschis went out, since it didn't say that. So we see that what?
Gargaris pops more.
No. Where was Shach the Vesh?
Yep.
No. Is it, we're trying to prove that the Gargaris.
I mean,
Batman
could have said that, but
the Gargaris. The Elu, Shchit Begaris, like Tani.
Right.
Right? So what do we want to show that what they can't shecht the gagaris, right? That's what we want to prove. No?
Right. Now the Gemara is daicha. Right. The Gemara is daicha. But his taina, the dechia isn't strong enough dechia not to say gageris.
Why?
Because then it's very misleading. Because you may think that the.
You may think that what?
You may think that.
That it doesn't work the other way. Is it smart to say that? You may think this.
Yeah.
Is it smart to say that it should be treifa?
Right. So the dechia, it's a
shmer. Okay. Later. Right. Toshim Ashoch Shnei Chatzay Siman Ba'if Psula. And so Chloim Behema. Midayim Ba'if Achish Chodes Veshet Veshet Veridin. Veshet Veridin. So why did it say Veshet? From the Veshet Samach Levrid. Rashi. Shnei Chatzay Simanim. Pasul B'chamai Le'avid Bidi Dami. Zulhach like a shura, Zulhach like a shura. Mishtahin is the hair. Baif, Shreya Kula Kachad, Sarah Shay Zidamai, Mishchid the Yafa. Achi Yishchai, Tanakam Le Polig, Ella Avridin. But it's Mashma that Yishach being the Veshet. But see, it's right about the Barabba that the one Simon. It's only one sim, which is the Veshet. Which the Veshet Simcha Vida, not only me who had in the Kana. The Veshet have a in Kana in the Frekes. Simcha Vida. Look more right. Toshima. Shachat Chatziga Geres, the Shah. Kdei Shita Cheres. Vegam Shchitasek Shem. My lab oif, my gum gageris. You see that shchita is good in the gageris, shchita oif is kosh in the gageris. Loid behem, my gum the shchita cool. So this is a very important gemara. Shah ba shera. Mishum the chatzi gageris lav as chol as shchita. Why is that true? Because the shchita hasn't started with the as chol of the gageris. So I feel a nikra. Chetziyai, the mitzvah b'hachi. Hey, yeah, chetzi kana pogim. It's kosher. I mean, the Rashi saying that the first half of the gageres is not called shchita. Therefore, it doesn't come. Therefore, it doesn't pass on. Right, this would be a smach to what you once said. We discussed in Rashi that the Rashi holds that Shia the Mir Basra passels. Rashi Lama Beis. So we explain Rashi Shia Mir Basra. The Gemara Shailah Shia Mir Siman. We're talking about Shia the Mir Basra of the Kana. The question is, so the Achrayin brought a raya from there that he was in a Yankiv, and Rashi holds that the psul of Shia is a psul. It's not just that it breaks it up. Shia is a paisel. Okay, and therefore, because the Chayra, if it's a mid basra, you already shechted it, right? So then it's over already. It's over already. So why should it passel? If it just breaks it up, okay, so if it just breaks it up, fine.
So down off then.
So Adarab, the Shia broke it up. So Meli, you have enough with the beginning. The beginning is a kosher shchita. But if you hold the gather of Shia and Basra is as a psul, Shia is a psul. Shia in the middle of the shchita is a psul. And Cain, we can understand, and you hold, like Rashi Lishtasa, that the shchita of the whole simon is the chatchilim deraisa. It's part of the shchita. So maybe you can understand why there should be a psul in the end. So we asked. So what about can shchia b'mid kama should also be possible? Should also be possible if shchia is a psul. So we suggested then. that the Miyad Kama is not, doesn't have a Shem Shechita. The Miyad Kama is not called Shechita. So Mela by the Kana, the Miyad Kama the Kana is not called Shechita. And therefore doesn't pass them. Either Shia or Virashi might be considered Psul. It won't pass, so why? Because the Shechita, the Miyad Kama of the Kana is not of Shem Shechita. That's the Chayyad Mashmah. Is this Rashi over here? This Rashi would be right to that. Then we had a problem, whatever, if he Shachat Shlish. Here you Shachat, it was Mashmah, so he released it like a woman, yeah. The other Hashem Shechita. This Rashi, the Chayra, is a smach to that Mahalach that we said then. This Rashi says the Shechita didn't start. This Rashi says, right? Okay. This Gemara, is a Farish Gemara. That she had mid Kama of the Kana is not Psul, Farish Baisa. Now, not so partial. It seems to be sheet is that old, the sheet of Miyad Kama is possible. Yeah, both in the Rishainim and the Achrainim. Shach brings down from the Bach, Shein Marshal. When the Chaber says that if you shechted the Miyad Harisha in Bechalada and then you finished off the Shechid the Shalai Bechalada, it's possible. Says the Shach, so what the Veshet? But you do Bechalada in the Kana, in the Miyad Kama, it's kosher. There's Loigara and the Chatzik Kana Pagam. I mean, if there's a gaping hole in the first half of the Kana, it's okay because the first half of the Kana doesn't make a trade because it's nothing. So Mela, who had in by Chalada. There was a gaping hole, which I means if you have a hole that wasn't made, Aide Shechita, is like Gara from a hole that was made with Chalada. The name is on the Bach, though. Bach means down for the Marshal. It says, Vita Tur, that Hirgim Shlish, Veshachat Be Shlish, that it's possible. Higrim Shlish, meaning the first Shlish was done too high, and the second two thirds were done in the right place. It's no good. Koshkein, Shio, Chalad, and the Mid Kama, even the Kana. Ah, Chatzikana Pogum. So he says, no. If you tell me Chatzkan Apogam is going to be a raya to Shah and Hichlid, then why Higrim? You're telling me why is Higrim possible? You're telling me that Shah and Shia Chalad is good, so why is Higrim worse?
Why is Higrim Chatzkan Apogam?
What?
It's more Chatzkan
Apogam.
Higrim Shlish.
Yes,
Shlish. Shachar Shnei Shlish.
Higrim Shlish is more than Chatz Kana Pogam.
It means more.
It's more than half.
It's worse?
It's more than half.
Shlish is more than half?
It's over 60%.
Shlish is a third.
A third of how much?
Of the whole Kana, maybe.
Of the whole Kana, of the whole...
Higrim Shlish for Shachar Shnei Shlish. It means the first third of the Kana you did at a place too high, and the second two thirds you did in the right place. Okay? But there are called, a third is less than a half. I'm being facetious. Yeah, I feel a man the polig, if you know what that meant. I feel a man the polig, I hear him shlish, v'shach l'shem. Then he wants to say that for carrot, even the man the whole, the hear him shlish, v'shach l'shem shlish, is kosher, so there, there, it's because it was it's not a makom shechita. But shav hechlid, he's made that it's okay. One second. Yeah. So that's the mashal wants to say.
What is it?
That shav mid kama, or hechlid mid kama, is treif, is the veil. Yeah, what?
It's clear in the bath that the Hagrama is more of a svara to say that it's like Chatz Kana Pogam, right?
You're saying that even the Manamah it says that Hirgrim is kosher, that's because it's like Makam Shechita.
Dainu
Chatz. Hashah Hichlid with his absurd Makam Shechita, that's worse.
Dainu Chatz Kana Pogam, right?
I mean, how do you chatz kana pogam? I don't mean.
Like chatz kana pogam.
Chatz kana pogam is kosher.
More of a sort, hagroma is.
Even if you know that hagroma is kosher, but she is pasuk.
Right, al chatz kana pogam, right?
What do you mean, al chatz kana pogam is kosher?
Of the din of chatz kana pogam. Hagroma will be kosher al.
No.
It being similar to chatz kana pogam.
No, it's saying hagroma is pasuk.
If we.
I don't know if it's. I didn't say that. Just saying that. He's not comparing it to Chatz Kana Pogam. He's just saying that it's not a Makom Shechita. Why is that? He's not. I don't know. He doesn't say that. I don't know why.
He says if we say that Chatz Kana Pogam is a factor.
Even if you want to say. He doesn't say that. He said, even if you want to say that Higrim is kosher, here it's worse. But here's Makom Shechita. That's all he says. Now,
how is
what Makom Shechita? Shah of Hichlid? It's Makom Shechita. What do you mean?
How is
Hagromo
not the Makom Shechita?
Because you're cutting it not the Makom Shechita. You're cutting it to Y. That's what, by definition, that's what Hagromo is.
The
simon,
how does it? I'm
cutting it too high, top of
the simon too high.
Cutting the simon above the mechayik is where that point is. Is it either it's above the tabas halyain or it's above the kayv? There's different parts of the trachea that you went too high.
So where we start with the but makom shechita, that's chatzi. It would allow chatzi kana, or just the whole thing chatzi kana could be pogam.
I don't understand what I'm saying. Chatzi kana could be pogam.
The entire kana, chatzi.
Okay, why not? Yeah. Chatzi kana pogam, why not? Now, zok the shach. Shach is temeah. What's going on over here? It's against the Gemara. I'm not going to try to go over here. I mean, as far as he and as far as he has, it's a Gefarish Gemara. The Emshin Kop is a Gefarish Gemara. It says that she helped. I mean, kama, the kana. And what we just learned, the Bryce, we just learned. This is Chatzigra, the Shaka Dezel Shkia, Gomish Chatzig Shere. And goes the Rambam. And Fosh the Muslim, we call a Paiskim. This is Vakarit. Punk Vakarit. I feel Yesh Aishu. Behigim Shlish. The Shaka Beishlish. He's a Punk Vakarit Naina in the back. The back wants to say that Shia Chalad the Midkam of the Khan is worse than Higrim. Zog the Shach, Punk Vakarit. Even those that say that Higrim is Aser, but Shab, Mirkam is Mutter. What's the reason? Pungfakar, the Svara that you're saying, Makom Shechita, that's good for the Svara, that it's the opposite. The Dafka Bagrama Apostle, Kim Nidin, the Nafka Chiyusa, Leka Roy, Ruba Makom Shechita. Says the Shach, what's the Pshat in the Manamar? There's Hakufa. Higim Shlish, Pshach Shnei Shlish. The Manamar says that it's no good. Why? Aye. Chatzikon Apogim is okay. You have half the con is eaten up. It's gone. A big hole there. A gaping hole. You go, you cut a little bit. It's good Shechita. Right? So why by Higim Shlish, Pshach Shnei Shlish, well, why is that worse? Why is Higrim worse than if it was eaten up? Zok there, because Pshat is, because when the Chiyas goes out, Beroyv. So then the Chiyas went out, Beroyv, but Shloim Makom Shechita, because the Hagrama contributed to the Yitzias Achias at the point of the Rav, because it, all that, and that's not Makom Shechita. It means the Chiz going out, Shalai Makom Shechita. Mashenki by Chatzikana Pagam, at least the Chiz, and when you cut a drop more, at least the Chiz going out, Makom Shechita. So we have a kasha, right? Higrim Shlish, Shachashar Shlish is Pasol. I Chatzikana Pagam is kasha. What should be the difference? Here, the Shach is telling us the biggest site. Shach is telling us that we need that the Chiyas should go out at least by Makim Shechita. So, Megel Im Kain, even on the moment, there it's Aser, here it's going to be Mutter.
If I have Chatzikana Pagam by an oif, and I finish off, and I do a drop more, and then I quickly jab the heart of the bird, so the Chiyas is. The stomach coming out of the heart because that's kind of problem. It's fine.
We're saying the chiz comes out.
But a meat more. I should mamash a meat more.
Right, so the chiz came out. That's right. Just like Duran said. Yeah, it doesn't become a treifa. Because the chiz came out. So why are you getting all dramatic by your, why is your case any different than what they're on? Okay, it's a little more dramatic. You stab in the heart, but say, we don't fall for the drama, right?
It was alive and well, and I.
It wasn't alive and well. It was dead.
Alive. The chatzikon of pogum is fine.
No, once you shech the drop, it's not alive and well. That's your mistake. You say it's alive and well. Zal tell us it's not alive and well. Go speak to Mr. Slufkin. Yeah.
No chiz is coming out from the heart.
Did I say no chiz is coming out of the heart? Did I say that? Did the Ron say that?
Most.
The Ron said ikker. The Ron didn't say don't play games here. The Ron didn't say that. The Ron said very carefully. We have a very clear formula in the Ron. Now, Zucker Bekveger, what's he got? What's the shot getting all rolled up against the mashal? It's Meferish Rimagash. G'derel Rishayinim. It's a Rimagash. It says Meferish that Shiv, Chatzikana, is a problem. So what do you want from the mashal and the Bach? Meferish Rishayinim, Rimagash, G'derel Rishayinim. So he doesn't say. Well, okay, so what do you do with the Gemara, right? So what's the Rimagash? Rimagash, Stam was asked, what's the problem in the Gemara Lama Beis? Of Shab Mi'at Simanim. Hichlev Mi'at Simanim of Aflamid. What does that mean? So again, there's a number of Pshatim there. We already had Rashi. Right? So he was asked this question. It's a big mess, that Gemara. Very small. So he says, it was a very difficult Gemara. And therefore he says the correct pshat like this. Shinema Shlaidibu Khan Veshet, Shunisna Filkibis Mashu. You can't be talking about Shahia or Khalada and the Mid Khan Veshet, that obviously passes. Vivrayim Pai Haim Vigageris. Shlaidib Slal Baruba. Vilayoy Shaikrat Slainu. Shashia Tafsara Shita. Mitasana building him shechas. It breaks up the shechita. Shal ashoyel. Im shachad mi gageres. V'shav v'chaz v'shachad mi rachar v'hishlim luba ma'o. Kloimam nachshav oysa ashiya sheshachad kaidim ashiya kilu nifkam kaidim ashechita. Do we say it's like Chatzikana Pagam. Nechav zeh amiyot hasheni b'shach ha'isa yachaka k'misha bo chatzikana. So then it's like Gara, if it happened by itself, you just come and you find the Chatzikana Pagam, you just add a little bit and it's good shechita. Dilma she'sham Chatzikana Pagam chumakam ha'isa chel she'shachad le'shav b'klum. There's no shia done over here. There's no shia over here. Kan. Hine kvar shoha b'shchita. Mehivzik ben mir rishon ma mir sheni. Koach mehem ein bay roiv simen. Now, so Rav Gash is telling me that the Gemara had a tzad. It showed me kama of the veshet's puzzle. Why? Because Vishia is worse than Chatzikana Pavim. Because Shia is a psul in the Shechita L'chayim. Because he said, Vishia, Chatzikana Pavim, fine, no Shechita was done. No Shechita was done. But here, the Shechita was done. And there's a psul in the Shechita. Because even though he says it's not that I'm so bad to him, he's also going, it's interesting. Because, see, when we were talking about the tzad in Rashi, yeah, that Shiva should be a psul, because we said that she is a psul. So we weren't marked exactly what the psul is. I would have thought Stam psul is Stam, so that a psul. She is a psul. That's what we said, she be a psul even in the Mir Kama. That was the question. Right? So, meaning the Mir Kama is also Shem Shechita. And as if it was a psul, in your Shechita, there's a psul. There's a Pagam. And he grata, even though Chayra, now cup him, because Chayra, he's telling me that Tzad that, that Shem Mirkam Pasels is because it's a psul, yeah? But the gather of the psul is that it breaks it up. That it breaks up the Shechita. That's the gather of the psul. When we were discussing this, the concept previously, the idea that Shia, the one side was that it's absurd, the other side was that it breaks it up, right? That's how we were clearing it then, because the pshat was, and that's why it shouldn't be shaykh mid kam of the kana, right? If it just breaks it up because it doesn't make a treifa, and the veshet makes a treifa, therefore it's a problem that the shia divorces the first half of the shechita, the second half of the shechita, and meila it's a treifa. That's where we explain tzad the other way. But in him we see a third gather. And the pshat is that the tzad that apostles is gufa that it breaks it up. But not that the male is going to be a treifa. He's going to meet the kama. It's not a treifa. But he's saying, though, that since the meet kama is also part of the shechita, when you shech the meet kama, yeah, it's part of the shechita. It has a shem shechita. And mela, once it has a shem shechita, this is what I'm understanding in the Magash. Once it has a shem shechita, then the pshat is that the shechita has to be nimshach. Has to be one shechita. One second. The din is, once you're doing shechita, then pshat is that you have to do roiv. The shechita is roiv nisim, but that's shechita. And like he says, if you did a shehiya and you broke it up, and each part of shechita wasn't right. So once you're doing shechita, and it has to be a shechita, then it has to be done that the rive of the simen has to be done, has to be cut in one shot. Because otherwise the problem with that shechita. That's what he's being magged. The mid bas, yeah, because okay. The whole side of the mid bas is a problem is that Gemara, which he's coming to explain going to mid kama. There's a reason why he's learning some mid kama. I mean, Menei Obey, it's Mukach. Okay, he's coming to Fuke Rashi. Right? He's coming to Fuke Rashi's chat.
What?
I think he was for Rashi. But he's coming to Fuke Rashi's chat. Second. That's obviously the problem. That's what, okay. Second. That's a problem. But before that, I'm trying to understand the Rimagash. Before we look at a problem, I'm trying to understand what Rimagash is saying.
What makes for the fact that you did a Torah Shvito, then you can't, you need to be Nimshach, but if a rock hit it, you don't have to be Nimshach? Why?
Because it's not Shvito.
What makes it Shvito?
The fact that you take a knife and cut it, that's Shvito. She's saying Dal Mahacha. I understand what we ask. She's saying Dal Mahacha. Let's make Kilo. I didn't do it. Why is it what Lagarim from Iraq? I understand, but that's why I'm trying to explain it. Because you're right, there's a problem there. It has to be explained. But so I think he's saying once you shechting, that gives it a Shem Shechita. Mela, it's a psul in the Shechita that it's not being done in one shot. You're right, it's still shver. Why don't we say, so forget about it? Right? Forget about the first half of the Shechita. Kilo you didn't do it. But we're saying you can't forget about it. Because the Maisa, once you're shechting, it's all one Shechita. Since you are Shechti, it's all one Shechita. And Mela, there's a break in the action, then it passes. You're right, that's not Pasha at all. That's why I'm trying to explain it. But you're right. It's very Mechudishtik, Minei Bey. Forget about our Sugya. Minei Bey is very Mechudishtik to say that, you know, there's a psul here when you don't even need the, you don't even need to do with Shechita.
So right? If I decide I'm, you know, gonna. If I decide I'm gonna do the Shechita, I'm paigim it halfway, and then I decide okay I'm not doing it, then it's possible.
What are you paigim halfway?
I shecht the kana halfway, and then I say okay, no, I'm not shechting it today. I'll shecht it tomorrow. Is it possible?
That's called shiv mitam. Yes, that's what we're talking about. You did shiv mitam. Tomorrow you finish this.
So the decision to do a Shechita. Because if I just wanted to hit it with a rock, it'd be kosher still, and I could do a shechita later. So the decision to das, the decision to do a shechita, is.
You see, what's behind that the first the cutting of the first half should be considered shechita? I just caught it like if I use a rock.
So it's the das. That's what I'm asking. The das shechita is mechayev. Is it makes that it'll be now sold. The dash
needs to be with us. Dash, that's
no.
What?
The
bass.
Yeah.
But that's part of Shechita. Same that is also part of Shechita. Now, that's the Rimagash. So, Dr. McFager. Most schreist the chayv kaim on the mashal. It's a fair shrimagash. Now Craig doesn't bother explaining to us. Okay, but what happened to the Gemara? So wonderful, he found the rishon, he found the rimagash, valid it. But what do you do the Gemara? Maybe it was the Sarachin was on the rimagash, or Sarachin was on the shach. Anyway. There's love. Comes along Rameir Simcha from Dvinsk. Baal Ar Sameach Ramesh Chachma. And Chlush Rameir Simcha Shas. He brings down fascinating Ar Zerua. Ar Zerua is handling Ashita, Tziriv, Ashita, Vagoi. The Shechita of a Jew. And there was Mechadish like this. That even though you brought down earlier the Tesefta that said Shacha Badov Hashayna Yisrael is the Trefin Yisrael above the Gamra Teres Bachila, meaning if the guy started the Shechita, but let's talk about the Kana. He started cutting the Kana, and the Makam it doesn't make it a Treifa. He saw above the Gamra, Teres Bachila. But as we say, the mice of the guy doesn't do anything. Comes along Ar Zerua and says the Sefta, this Chiddush of the Sefta, this din of the Sefta, it's not a Chiddush. It's totally whether you hold Yesh no Shechita Mitchil Batzayif or no Shechita El Batzayif. Hooray! The Gemara later on, Chavtes, Machoikis, Yesh no Shechita Mitchil Batzayif or no Shechita El Batzayif. And he brings down Rashi that explains the Gemara. How come I did that after you shechted? The guy shechted one zimin, yeah? Even though he ain't shechit el basayif. So, it means the chalai shechit is not till the end. Basayif kol saif, you're missing an integral part of the shechita. So, in other words, Snapchat, the guy is going to passel because the shechit is not chal until the end. Whereas, the yesh shechit basayif means that every part, as you're doing it, it's considered shechita, and it does more to be matir. And in other words, I mean, the chalais had to know at the end. But saif kol saif, if the guy shechted a full simen, so you don't have that simen. So you can't have the shechita to be matir at the end if you don't have what's required for shechita, you're missing a simen. So you have only one simen, very nice. One simen is not enough, by babe. Right? But if it's a mid kamav of the kamav, but it's not a ma'aseh treif b'chal, then we don't care. Zok dar zeruah, mashma. The point of mandam is this is all mandam and shenil b'sayi. The mandam are the yesh nashchidim tchilu b'tzayif. Even if it's pachas mechdei treifa, im shachah b'psula. Why? Because Rashi says, he's in the back in Rashi, Rashi says, "Filu man d'amar, ein l'shchit el basayif." Still we say, if the goy shech the simen, even man d'amar l'shchit el basayif, we say that it's possible. Why? L'mikush d'inachim, miu shchit z'son am l'hava, v'av leik, k'kaitz b'alma, u'machifala, ma'is t'treifa. Right? The goy shech one simen, so it's treif. See, so in the Rashi, the Daik and Rashi said, "Fill the man d'amen shchid el basayif." Then, if you shecht the whole simon, it's a problem. What's a fill the man d'amar? Mashma that the man d'amar yesh shchid b'tchil v'atzayif. Then, even if you did less than a ma'isa treifa, it's going to be a psul because the pshat is that everything contributes to the shchita. Man d'amar yesh shchid b'tchil, everything contributes to the shchita. The mailer, if a guy did it, then it's gonna passel mitzad shchita, not mitzad treifas. Because if a guy, right, not, if a guy shechted a full simin, then the man not meant shchita el basayif, it's passel because it's treifa. The guy made it a treifa. So you have a simin being caught without shchita. Man not yesh mitchil atzayif, then you have a psul of shchita zakum. Not just that it's treifa, not that it's a non-entity. It's a psul of shchita zakum. The psul of shchita zakum.
Shchit
Zakim
just doesn't work.
Who said? He's saying no.
That's the only way we can understand it, because then it's not like Gara Mechatz kind of pub. But.
So they mean that the other Rishayim learn all this. Other Rishayim learn that the Sefta that says that if a guy started the Shchita and Oifin, it wasn't, we didn't make a treif. Then the Jew finishes it, it's okay. That's going. But the first part of the kana is not a shchita b'chlal. So therefore, you yesh shchita mitzayim. It's only the part of the shchita. But the first part. The chaz is you say the machleik is over here. How do we look at the shchita of the first half of the kana? Is it considered shchita mechlal? So the Arzua says that it's considered shchita. If the manam yesh shchita b'tchil atzayi, considered shchita meila, it's shayach to pasul it. Shenke and the other Rishonim they quote over here from Hov and Itter, and the Kolboy, they all say that even if you hold yesh shchita b'tchil atzayi, and the guy shechts the first half of the kana, it's going to be kosher. Yesh shchita b'tzayif. There it is. No, that's not a shchita.
Even if you hold it's a shchita, but a guy is like a ma'isa knocking a rock ba'al. It's just like
ma'isa. It's like a kites.
Yeah. He's what's that? what he's doing.
It's not a question of knowing what he's doing. That's not the point. So, I mean, I mean, the truth of the matter is, okay, it's a problem. So yeah, you have to say he understands. No. See, he understands that no, it's absurd. Goyishak is absurd. See, that's what you have to say in Arzua. My problem is, though, that he's trying to explain Rashi. And Rashi does say it's like, it's Balma. Right? Ah. That's the man Yomar and Shid El Basayv. It could be he's been dying in Rashi that the man Yomar Yesh Chil Batsayv is considered Shid Snachri. He's not saying that's always a kite. He's saying that if Ein Shid El Basayv, then it's like Gar Makaitz, but if it makes a trefa, it makes a trefa. But a man Yomar Yesh Chil Batsayv, that's why he's been dying. Man Yomar Yesh Chil Batsayv, then it has a shame Shchita. That's going to pass.
Hakaponim
in the Arzurua is Mechadish Dos and Valdi in Soy. That the man Dama, whether Goy could check the Tchila of the Kana, is totally if you all Yeshua Shkun Mishal Soy for now. Ad Kandavar. Male Zokim Reisim. What? If you the Rambam, that. If you the Rambam, it's a soul. It's not also by whatever the soul of Shchita, which is caused by Zara, but so again, but if Ein Shchita El Basayv, you say that this could work in the Rambam. I don't know.
Even if it's absurd,
say it. Rambam,
it's fine.
Yeah, because Ein Shchita El Basayv, it means they didn't do anything. That's the point.
No, but it's not like we're ignoring the first part. It could be else
now. So Mele comes the Arsameach. He wants to suggest that could be an answer for the Shach's Tmiya on the Bach and the Mashal. Greg is saying it's not just the Bach and the Mashal, it's the Rimagash. So maybe that could be the Pesach to answer it. The Hainu, because the Arzurua gave us a formula. He gave us a formula that Yesh L'Shchit V'Chil Atzayiv, it's going to pass even the midkam of the Kana. Ein L'Shchit El Basayv is not going to pass. Mamela, let's apply that to Shehiyah. And let's say that the Rimagash, okay, that's it. The Shehiyah midkam is a problem. That's Dafka L'man Da'am, Yesh L'Shchit El Basayv. Yesh L'Shchit El Basayv, just like when a guy shechs, there was Mechadish. Then it's a problem, even though it's not in a mokum that makes it a treifa. So too, the Shia, once we've established that Shia is considered a psul, yeah, so Shia midkam is also a psul. But that's only for Yesh Shchit midkam atzayif. If you only Shchit and Shchit al batzayif, then it's not going to be a problem. That is what the Arsameach wants a shtel tzu, or zeruah, to the Rimagash, and Melech could say, our Gemara, the Braisa, it says that Shiv Mirkam is kosher, that's the Shitasai of the Braisa that the Arzurah brings down, Lagabe Goy Shech Mirkama, the Goy Shech Mirkama, the Braisa says it's kosher, but the Arzurah says, it's not really, that's not so poshid, it's only if you hold. Ein L'Shchit El Basayv, then it's kosher. But if the Brais is masking, go, Yesh L'Shchit El Basayv, it's going to be possible. So Mela, we can have our cake and eat it too. The Brais, our Gemara, the Brais is going, L'Shitas Ein L'Shchit El Basayv, the Rimagash, and the Mashal, and Bach, and everyone else could be going, L'Man D'Amar, Yesh L'Shchit B'Chil Ratzayv. You have to see how we pass it. I don't know how we pass it then. That's the Me'asim B'Chashtigal Torah. That's a profound question. Who's he getting what? Which port?
The
Arzurua says it. That's why I quote the Arzurua.
Rebbe?
No, he doesn't say our Braisa.
He doesn't say the Rebbe Gashi.
First of all, we could do without the attitude. Second of all,
I'm not trying to get
the attitude. I'm saying, we do without the attitude. Whether you're trying or not, you just do it naturally. So without the attitude. He's saying that just like we see, Linyan Goy, yeah, even though he's shechting the mid kama, doesn't make it a trefa, yeah, it's still the man dom yesh ashrim chil atzoy, if it will passel. And the sef that says doesn't passel, man dom yesh ashrim chil. So too, we're going to draw a parallel. And we'll suggest the same thing is, the same formula we could apply to shehiyah mid kama. Again, assuming that she is a psul, so you can say, but it's totally, if you have a shechidim, chil atzoy, if not. Just like the guy is shechting, is not going to pass the mid kama if any shechidim el basayif. So too, the rimagash will be maida that shehiya won't pass the mandam and any shechidim el basayif. Wait, I don't know why we're talking about that right now. Let's try. You should, we want to know what the Aras Meir is answering.
I get his answer.
So it's not mehichtesi. He has a precedent for such a chiluk. He's just making this point, the chiluk, not only to guy, to shiva mekam. So.
Does the Gemara talk about this mandam? Like in what
does
I.
The Gemara talk about it? No. So passed down from door to door. We don't know the Gemara about it.
Where is the Gemara man?
Chavtetz. I'll sing about it. Hashem, we'll get there. Now, Lagabi, that's Chiddush that we're talking over here, that Shehiya is a psul. It's not just. It breaks it up, and only when there's a treifa, yeah, like only in mid kama of the veshet. So Rabbi Abram wanted to tell you this morning that maybe it's arrived from the Rabban, because that's a mechudish katzad, right? That can even apply to the kana when it's not a makom treifa because it's a psul. So there might be a raya to that from the Rabban. It's back to the Rabban and the Avtes, not the part that we discussed. But when he brings down the sheet of Taisus, that Ikur is talking about was Nekr the Simonim, Nimokim Chiburon, in an oifen that doesn't make a treif, and still the Lachem Hashem Sinai was that he can't do Shechita in a simon that was Nekr. That's the psul of Ikur. That all this is in Taisus, not Taisus. Man's a nochem beina. Man doesn't like this. Shloim etzinu psul b'shchita she'en ki yoytze boi shloi b'shas shchita treifa. He doesn't like this to say that we're talking a situation where be'etzem there's no tzad treifas over here, but still there's a psul shchita. Still there's a psul shchita. With everything else, you're cutting the simen in the oifen that if it wasn't mishchita, it would make it a treifa. So we say, okay, so if you do the oifen shchita, obviously it's not a treifa. Right? If you do an oifen with a psul, so then it makes it a treifa. Male, it's not a good shchita. So male, you're telling me that here the shchita is being done, the shchita itself is a good shchita. Elamai is being done in the simen that it's nekar, but it's not an oifen of treif because there's no treifas here. So then why should it be a psul? That's what the man suggests. It brings a raya to what he wants to say. The psul shchita has to be connected to a treifas. Shem kain nipsol shoha b'miut kama dekani. If you want to say that it's shayach, yeah, a psul shchita, even when there's no treifus, yeah, then shehiya b'miyad kama should be possible. And Gemara says shehiya b'miyad kama is not possible. So what do we see from the Ramban? If the Ramban had held that the Yisoid of Shita, what? So obviously, it's by the Veshin, it's Trefus. What? No, from the context, he's trying to show. He's asking, if you want to say it's Shaykh Absol Shita, even though there's no Trefus, then Shib Midkam of the Kana should be possible. It was the Veshit, and it is Trefus. So, what do we see from this Ramban? If you learn that Shia, the site of Shia, and the Chiluk why it's only by Nevesh and not in the Kana, in the Midkam, is because Shia is only when, because it only breaks it up, and it breaks it up, so you made it a Trefa, that's what Shia does, yeah? You made it a treifa, so then what's his kasha? He's asked. It's clear in the Ramban Luchaira that she is a psul. She is a psul. So he's saying, but the psul is shchita is only shaykh in a makain where it would make it a treifa if it wasn't shchita. So Mel says the Ramban that. M.K. even she made kam. But if the Ramban held the whole soul of she is that breaks it up, male is a treifa, then they're going to be minded that she is not shy. The holy side of the soul shia is they making a treifa by definition. That's the side of the soul. You're just breaking it up, right? And you left the beginning without the end. So that's minus a treifa. Then obviously it's only shaykh by the Veshin at the Chana. So Meila, Elamayisi, it's Stam Apsul. And Ramban says, but Ramban holds that even Stam Apsul is only Mokim Trefa. Psul of Shia is Dafka Mokim Trefa. So Dafka Mokim is making him a Trefa. So Meila, he asks them, if you hold that Ikur is, it's not a Mokim Trefa, Bechal. Then she should also be in Miyad Kama. Ramban's connecting Ikur, shechting the simon when it's out of place. In Oifen, it's not Treifa. If you tell me that's the Psul, then Shehiya, the Psul of Shia, should also be when it's not a Makam Treifa, which is the Miyad Kama of the Kama. Look more
like it. You see, it does have a Torah Shkita.
No, you see that also.
Right.
But you also see that right. She is a psul.
He's
going for
mother of.
What? Yes, she's that? Again. No. I'm not saying that. Because that was. I heard your question. I'm answering your question. Because that was the chiddush of the Arzurua. Okay? And that's the chiddush of the Arsameach to explain the Shver Rimagash based on that. They're tailored in that. And it's every single Rishon is tailored in that. So therefore, the Ramban might be saying this even Mandar Yeshua Basar. We'll do it more tomorrow. He doesn't say it's possible. He's screaming at them. He's saying, according to you, it should be possible, but the Gemara says it's not. He's asking on those who shine them. He's asking on the Bahag. The Bahag says that Ikur is you pulled out the simon, yeah? And then you shechted it, but it's not treif. It's not treif. So then you're telling me it's shaykh absul even when it's not treif. Even it's not a makam treifa. Imkein l'shi toscha. It should be possible to meet kam. We know it's not, because Mar says it's not. Okay, he's saying it's taka not. Elmai, that just shows the Bahag is wrong. Look more right. Toshma, Ketz, Morgan, Chatus, Oyev, Chayt, Chashad, and Mephredis, Loi, Bavasa, Shem, Gilavesh, Ilekana, Gilavesh, Ilekana, Chayt, Simon, Echad, Roy, Bavasa, Imai, Baila, Shnayim, Roy, Shnayim, Tuf, Zervada, Marava, Tufta. And it says in Farish, they could do Malika. Achmi Levesh Oilakan. Rashi. Gam levash is also come out. First of all, no, I'm sorry. Below Rav Baskin, Kedemar and Perakama. Well, Nichatech Rav Reich Rabasar, Shema Frekes, Kaidim the Simanim, Ale Meis, Kaidim Chatich Simanim, Besumai and Malak. Ba'il of the Bay Abdal, Kedemar and Perakama, Chaitech Shnayim. Tani Mias levash, Oilukana, Ramach. May have a law. We may have a law. Kugamrit. Do Mashanios, Nikashad Mafrekas. Crash Mavlin, Shkid, Kugamrit, Mamlika. Dilma Malika Shani. Nika Khatikas Shad Mafrekas. The Ozla Chiusai, the Khaldun. Says the Gemara that Rav Adam Rabbit says you have to shef the veshet only he's masking in the case of Malika. You cut the mafrekis, the right basar, not right basar, sorry. You shef the mafrekis without right basar, and you shef the kana, then the chias, then there's enough chias that will go out with the kana. Now the reason why you need the veshet is because there's more chiz in the veshet than in the kana. So male over here, we compensate for that lack of chiz by cutting the mafrekas. So chayv from this gemara, you have a raya to the shayla, and we discuss whether the mafrekas is considered part of the shechita or not.
Why?
So if the mafrek is not part of the shechita, the mafrek is not part of the shechita, so Malika, obviously. If the mafrek is not part of the Malika, then how could the chatichas, the mafrekas, contribute to the hechsher of the Malika by saying, no, normally you have to do the beshet. But here, we have a kambino over here, and you could start with the mafrekes with the kana, and that will do it for you. Right? You're not going to say that if you did something to the animal, you weakened the animal, and then, without making it a treifa, yeah? Or even if you made it a treifa, but at least it will be tired of the veil because it's half dead. Na'ishach the Chana is going to be a good shechita because now the Chana is going to do the trick. Chayr. Right? That mastaba, you're going to say that. Right? Because Avad, the shechita is what has to be made to the chiyas. Yeah? So Meila, if you tell me that the mafrek is not part of the shechita, the frek is not part of the shechita. Only chetich semanim is part of the shechita, but not part of melika. Sorry, not part of melika. Then how could we use the mefrekes as a contributing factor to compensate for the lack of shechting the veshet? You're only doing the kana. This Gemara will be mashma that the mefrek is betzem is part of the shechita.
He said not like that in Rashi anyway. So
what?
He said not like that in Rashi anyway. We ended up saying it's
called in the Ramban.
You said this in the Ramban.
Yesterday we said in the Ramban. Yesterday said he makes a trade. The man says that my malika. The man says every malika is a trade. Every league is a trade. Every league is a trade. Why? I look hard as part of the